Simply His Coffee Shop, everyone. We are so happy that you're joining us. Today we are going to be talking about essential oils. So many people hear about essential oils and they wonder, well, does it actually work? Does it not work? And my husband used to call it snake oil.
I did.
You did?
I really did. I did.
Because he didn't realize the benefits that could actually come from essential oils. And again, there's so many people that swear by them, and then other people say they never, ever worked for me. So we thought we'd just have a discussion of the ones that have worked for us. Eden's Essentials is a sister company, which Joe helped start. And we have our own essential oils now. So we thought we'd highlight those. So Charisse, let's go ahead and start with you because I know you did do a lot of research to help us get this started. What uses are essential oils good for?
Everything. Everything. There's not a lot that I'm aware of that it's not. There's so many different ones that do different things.
Yes.
You know, as far as antimicrobial, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, you know, those kinds of things. And that's one of the things about our line of essential oils, because there's some essential oils that I've always used because of the standard.
Yeah.
And then ever since, you know, Joe and Daniel developed ours, and I have completely switched my cabinet to what we have, with the exception of a few that we don't have that hopefully we're going to develop in the future.
Absolutely. You know?
And the reason why I quit using the other brands is because I believe that ours is superior.
Super clean.
Yeah, very clean.
Oils is a very dirty business.
It's
like with organic labeling.
Stupid dirty.
Many games are played.
Yep.
People are finding pesticides and herbicides in product supplementation that are labeled by the manufacturers as organic.
Yep.
Can you imagine the consciousness of a manufacturer knowing that they're cutting corners like that?
Yeah.
And you have these people fighting off nefarious disease who have turned to you as their last bastion of recovery.
Exactly.
And you sleep at night knowing that you might actually be the reason that the scales got tilted. So the companies that we use, like Premier Research Labs for our supplements and Vitality Works for our herbs, they have a 70% rejection rate on all of the stuff that is sent to them from organic growers.
Right.
Because once it's under a microscope, they make these discoveries, biosediments, bits of sand, bits of glass.
Yep.
They've actually turned down what was supposed to be turmeric and curcumin because under a microscope, it was unorganic carrot.
Yeah, I remember that.
They literally shipped it to them because it was orange and they thought they could. So the efficacy and the thought that goes behind the essential oils at Eden's Essentials.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the cleanest. It's the most high efficacy. And we have a huge commitment to making sure that if we won't put it on our bodies.
Right. No, that's it.
You're not putting it on yours either if you get it from Eden's Essentials.
Yeah, yes. That's the truth. Bouncing off of what you said, though, sometimes essential oils and stuff like this, I know for me specifically, I am highly allergic to any sort of like muscle rub or icy hot. And being a dancer, I used it a lot when I was younger, and I would just break out in these horrible hives for 3 days. And one of the dance moms who also went to the dance studio, she introduced me to these essential oils. She made a whole cocktail of stuff, threw it on my ankle, and it was amazing. Didn't break out, didn't do anything else. You know, sometimes these are last resorts for some people. So knowing that it is clean and everything like that, 100 times better than what people can think.
Yeah, and especially when you're putting it on your children or your grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, that to me is really important.
Yes.
You know, I'm all about ingredients. And one of our rock stars is lavender.
Yeah.
You know, sure.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge, you know, it was discovered over 2,500 years ago. And it's the top selling and most used essential oil in the entire world.
For good reason.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
It's one of the ones that our little ones actually request.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get a little burn. They touch the coffee pot. They get too close to a hot pan or something.
Yeah.
Daddy, can you put some lavender on my neck?
Yeah.
Daddy, can you put some lavender on my burn?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the attention span of a kid, we're talking 5, 6, 7 years of age. So, you know, there's no power of suggestion
with
a seven-year-old.
No.
No,
it either works
not.
And they feel the difference.
Right, or it doesn't.
Or they're not going to ask you for it. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Yep.
For sure. That's so true. It's very true. Because lavender can be used on infants 6 months and up.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some studies, clinical, that lavender can help reduce fevers on the soles of their feet. And a lot of our staff just yesterday in the office, you know, speaking of lavender, you know, we'll have this junk going around and the girls will be, can you make me a balm?
So explain a sinus balm.
So we've got these capsules that have nothing in them. And then they're, you know,
vegetable cellulose capsules, super clean.
Yep.
So, you know, in the office, we've got like a cocktail that we put a few together that we use that help that has our lavender in it.
Right, and that's something that someone could consult their holistic health practitioner about.
Absolutely,
or choice
should.
Of doctor or professional health advisor, because there are oils for consumption.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there are those oils that are not
absolutely
for consumption.
Not, right.
And something as benign as peppermint.
Yeah.
You can absolutely overdo peppermint.
Exactly.
It becomes very dangerous.
Yeah.
So you don't want to just take something out of context like this TV program and then run off and buy a bunch of oils and build cocktails and start taking them.
Yeah.
Right.
But the potential to help with things like allergies
huge.
Is definitely
oh,
there if
time.
Done properly.
Huge. Yeah. Huge. And we've used it on people that haven't believed in it or tried it ever before. And they're like, oh, that actually really helped me with my allergies. Can I have another one?
The first time they're like, what are you doing? What are you giving me? Is this real? You know? And then, like Sam, who's in our Eden's Essentials department, she was like, okay, it worked. Can I have another?
Now, these capsules, that you can find them on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Health food stores,
for anybody
Amazon.
Who's wondering. Just make sure you get really good, clean ones.
Well, this is very personal to me, Charisse. Going back a few years ago, she said at the onset of the program that I used to refer to essential oils as snake oil. This, of course, was back when I was almost, you know, 80 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
And I was losing my colon and didn't know it, that would eventually end up in surgery and intervention. I mean, my health was a disaster.
Yeah.
Those familiar with my story, they've heard it 100 times. But autoimmunity and just plagued with all kinds of pains and creaks and MRIs and scans and CTs. And they were looking for whatever it was. And the long story short is, she's telling me, mm-hmm. You know, you've seen the end of what pharmacia and Western medicine can do for you.
Yep.
Why don't you consider seeing a naturopathic doctor? Oh, man, I'm not going to. I used to say I'm too far gone for things like green tea. You know, no, seriously. No, I'm serious. And, you know, for aches and pains and things like this. And the idea of putting an oil, like, what in the world? Really? And I used to say, you know, with the advances in science, that everything's so sophisticated, you know, if they can't find it,
there
you know.
It is.
So my gut is a disaster. My life is a disaster physically. She kept telling me, why don't you try essential oils? Maybe you should see a holistic practitioner, something to that effect. If these doctors I'm seeing can't find it, no one will. So then I end up having half of my colon removed several years ago, because that was going to fix me. What happened was it made things so much worse. Life became indescribable. Mm. Now, here's a scene I want to put in your head here. I'm laying there, you know, 5 days after the removal of half my colon, which did things to my body that I still work on to this day.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm so thankful for all the gains, nutrition, mushrooms, things like that. But here's the tie-in with essential oils. And I will never forget this because it is lasered into my memory permanent. She's online reading about peppermint and how it can help subdue nausea. Mm-hmm. Now, I had half my colon out, guys, and I'm still coming off all the opioids, and they had sent me home with a whole cocktail of pharmacia. And I'm telling you,
it's worse.
I cannot explain in words what I was experiencing. It was because I also discovered later I have MTHFR, which was also my body's inability to even cope with post-anesthesia and all the meds.
Right.
Like, I am telling you, it was indescribable nausea, but not like a flu. I would close my eyes, and you guys ever had those restless nights where you're almost having nightmares but not sleep?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time I closed my eyes, it felt like I was floating through the galaxy in this horrific nightmare, and I'm unable to get my balance and, like, vertigo while I'm trying to sleep. I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Mm-hmm. And she keeps fading in. What about the peppermint? The peppermint. And I'm like, okay, just to say that I've checked. No. But just to say that I've checked the box, I'm going to do this thing with peppermint. So she brings me peppermint essential oils in a little jar, and I don't even know what brand it was. Guys, I'm telling you, my daughter was there to witness this because she was laying at my feet. I was laying in a recliner. She's laying at my feet, just patting me on the leg. It's going to be okay, Daddy.
No.
It's going to be okay. I took this little jar of peppermint, and I'm telling you, I just held. You're supposed to, like, take
inhale.
Two, and, you know, take two breaths, and then I literally just held it there. And I could not believe what that did for my nausea. I thought, can we get some more of this snake oil? And that, I'm not kidding you. I promise, as God is my witness, that was during those difficult months, yeah, the go-to.
Yeah.
Give me the peppermint, and I had to just, and it would help stave off these waves of this foreboding nausea, yeah, that I could not explain. That was when I became a believer, and that made me very curious. What else can essential oils do? And now, of course, we have this entire line that represents the answer to some
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. Something, you know, for me, 2 years after I started clean eating, I had a last flush of toxins come out of the liver. Remember? And mm-hmm. it's our old office.
Yeah.
And my whole arms looked like they were sunburnt, and they were just mm-hmm. on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so between lavender and peppermint topically, that's the only things that would stop it, the itching and the burning and the itching and the burning. And it was like for probably a week and a half, 2 weeks until it finally just
went away. I
think
we used some chamomile too, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, I think we did. So
people with eczema, people with rashes or seasonal allergies.
Yep.
We do need to take a very quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you one of those girls that struggle trying to find the right clothes to wear? Or maybe you're still grappling to achieve that perfect makeup look that suits your style? We'll blossom into a new you this spring season with the Simply His Spring Bundle and receive Candace Cameron Bure's book, Staying Stylish. Discover new ideas to elevate your personal style and closet without breaking the bank. Insider secrets for gorgeous skin, hair, and makeup with easy-to-follow tutorials. Find on-the-go strategies for staying fit and eating well, and personal inspiration for nurturing your faith and finding balance, plus so much more. Start that spring cleaning with a boost from our fairly traded, certified organic, lightly roasted Island Girl coffee. This Costa Rican coffee was named by our wonderful Simply His host, Catherine, who says one sip of this coffee has her stepping back in time to her childhood growing up on the islands as a missionary kid. Also included in this package is another one of our host's favorite picks, our Simply His ceramic mug in a beautiful spring shade of purple. And lastly, enjoy a warm spring day with the new Simply His Southern Peach Tea. This fully organic, herbicide and pesticide-free loose-leaf tea is a refreshing cup of happiness and is sure to have you relaxing while you watch those gorgeous gardens grow. The Simply His Spring Bundle is available now. With a retail value of over $50, yours now for only $40 plus shipping and handling? Get yours today at skywatchtvstore.com or call 844-750-4985. Don't miss out!
Welcome back! We are continuing our discussion on essential oils. What are they used for and do they actually work? So that's what we're talking about. And we have some testimonials that we've already shared. And Eden's Essentials does have its own line.
Yeah.
So please go check that out. And we even have a special code for you to get an extra discount. Charisse, tell us about the discount.
So yeah, Catherine, we've got this starter kit at the Eden's Essentials store. It's $99, but you get every one of our line of our essential oils. So we're using the first letter of these words, saw it on Simply His 23. So S-O-S-H 23. You'll get an additional 10% off on that starter pack.
Wow.
And a book with a retail value of $12.99.
Exactly.
That's going to explain to you this new world of essential oils.
That book's
it's
totally
the perfect way to start. And how is that done? When they check out?
Yeah, when you check out, there's a promo code box that you can do that. Or if you call in to the call center, Sam will help navigate that for you.
Right.
Just mention it to her.
Another really interesting thing that a lot of people don't know about, and I've been turning people on to this now for the last couple of years. You might remember a year ago, some of you saw my presentation on post-COVID loss of taste and smell.
Yes, olfactory.
Now, I could turn this into a whole program. There is no nutshell, but to try to collapse, because of the cytokine release and because of the spike protein attack that takes place in especially severe COVID that leads to some of the brain fog, the neurodegeneration between the brain and the olfactory receptors in the sinuses that tell your brain what you're perceiving, that information highway between the olfactory and the brain, and then you take away the fact that any zinc that your body had organically amassed through diet by accident, since most people don't supplement properly with zinc, which is one of the first things that the body goes to try to create lymphocytes, T cells, in activation against a virus. A lot of this is why women lose hair.
Mm-hmm.
If you've noticed that women that go through difficult COVID, their hair starts falling out.
Yeah, mine did that massive.
Yeah, you've lost your magnesium reserves, your zinc reserves are in the tank, totally, and people are waiting on normal diet. This is why they say, you know, COVID, you can take 3 to 6 months to recover. A lot of times it takes that long because you're just waiting on your terrible diet to slowly bring some
bring
modicum baseline. Okay, of nutritional reserves back up.
Yeah.
So if you're proactive, you could blunt the storm and recover much quicker. That's a whole other show. Smell therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, my father was one of these with long COVID. And you remember, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
He was 6 months, you know, post-COVID. And that was when I got really inquisitive.
Sure.
And I started digging around. Well, here comes to the rescue, which was already on top of the fact that I love them.
Right.
Doctors and neuroscientists were talking about this thing called smell therapy. Well, we put my dad on a regimen of taking our essential oils, peppermint in particular, pulling the cap off, breathing in all the way, fill the lungs, exhale, another big breath, exhale, put the lid back on. You can't really overdo it.
No. Right.
You can overdo any good thing.
Right.
Of course.
So don't test the science and sit there and strap one of these to your face 24 hours a day. But two to three times a day, so a total of 9 to 15 interactions with an essential oil. And what it does is it kind of taps on the neurology in the brain and reminds the olfactory, hey, we have a job to do. There's this sensory between here that's gotten totally depraved in nutrition and also has become attacked by the release of cytokine and spike protein. And it reactivates very quickly. And a lot of people are noticing that within 24 hours to 2 weeks, their smell is completely back. Where they've gone weeks and weeks and weeks without solutions. And I'm telling the smell therapy, get some peppermint. You can use coffee, but I'm telling you, peppermint is the one I have seen be a real champion in this. You can look this up online, smell therapy, essential oils. It's a huge growing industry right now.
An interesting note on smell therapy is also in the Bible, Mary of Bethany. Everybody knows the story. Mary of Bethany got her jar of spikenard and rubbed it on Jesus's feet. It was only a 15-ounce jar, but that 15 ounces was like a massive amount of money. It was like a whole year's wage worth of oil. And so this spikenard itself, we don't have that one because it is extremely rare. And even in the Bible days, it was just as rare and hard to come by. Your feet are huge absorbers, so they absorb a lot of stuff. So when she poured that spikenard on his feet, he would have been smelling that and getting the effects of that for that entire week before he was crucified. And spikenard was actually used as an anti-inflammatory. It was used for relaxation, and it also helped boost the immune system. So if he's smelling this, even if it's just little waifs, that whole week when he was going through everything to get prepared to be crucified, and maybe even while he was on the cross, maybe he still got a waif of that, and it helped physiologically change his brain.
Honey, you're telling me stuff I've never heard about oils.
Well, there you go. That's why you're on here, to learn something.
This has never changed. She's still telling me stuff I don't know.
Well,
now I listen, though.
You do listen.
I listen.
He does listen.
And men, there's a reason that the Lord blesses you with a helpmate. You see these receptacles you have on the side of your head? You should try using them. Because we always know better. We always know better until we fail and they fix it, right?
That's the one. That's the one. Exactly.
Yeah, your mama raised you right.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Speaking of how mama raised, okay, if we're going to go back to the old years, I can attest to Joe's testimony during Joe's years of switching to a very healthy lifestyle.
I was thinking this earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt. Joe didn't say salad. He said running through a garden with your mouth open.
Oh.
That was his word for salad.
So
I can attest that there was a day, and I was just as much a part of this, if not a bigger instigator than you, of actually making fun of the entire healthy lifestyle, all of the words, the terminology that you hear, essential oils, supplements, you hear those things, and you and I, we were very little at the time, mind you. But we were, during those days saying, can you imagine wasting money and time on little flowers and green things? Like, just go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of language that we dropped, just not knowing anything.
So
and
ignorant.
Look at you both now.
I mocked home remedies. I would say things like, you'd be better off, get a kazoo, go outside, stand on your head, and try to figure out how to play the harmonica upside down. Do a handstand. We'll call that a home remedy. Like, just totally ignorant, totally. But, of course, that worldview would play out in my health, didn't
it? For sure.
I really was your guy who just, it's down to the gas station for a happy burger and a red hot turbo burrito.
Yep.
And
so
she would try to make like a grilled chicken breast and broccoli. And I would say the words, honey, you got it.
That's not food.
It's not food.
And then what would you get?
It fills you up. You want more of it. This is cold.
So then what would you do?
So, okay. She would make these delicious meals, and I would eat them. And then I'm not full at all because my gut flora isn't finished. I'm overwhelmed with candidas and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth and a bunch of other stuff. I have no clue. Yeah, excitotoxins, and I'm craving all the processed
garbage.
Garbage. Garbage.
It's a good word.
So I would eat her chicken breast, and then 30 minutes later, marshmallow mateys. Uh-huh.
In a mixing bowl, a
tablespoon. I won't name the brands.
Yeah.
But a great big giant. You go to Sam's Club or Costco, and you get a thing like that of peanut butter, and I would stick it in the marshmallow mate, and we're rolling it around. Captain Snaps Turbo cereal or whatever. And then that goes in my other bowl with milk so that I'm kind of getting peanut butter with every bite. And I'm just, come on. And now, we could do a whole show on processed peanut butters being laden. It's one of the top five guiltiest foods for herbicides, pesticides.
Really,
so if you're drinking beer, if you're eating peanut butter, if you're drinking unclean coffee. By the way, quick plug, the Simply His coffee is clean.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that they're sabotaging their health by drinking, these processed coffees from big box stores. They have no idea that that's one of the top five, like, guiltiest to definitely riddle you with herbicides, pesticides, destroy the liver, finish the kidneys.
And it's led up to the development of this line.
Yes.
So, for such a
time as
this.
That's kind of a dichotomy.
honestly.
Yeah.
We've got a great line.
It is the Lord that put the right people in my life that told me, Joe, you don't have to live like this.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll always be eternally grateful to Josh Vance, Matthew Sams, Ralph Umbriaco. Yeah. These are some of those first voices that really helped show me that there was a different way.
Yeah.
And you can get away from pharmacia, and there are herbs, and God has a different plan for
absolutely. I agree.
For recovery. And there's so many uses for these essential oils that we could never cover in a short form video this. For example, my kids work at a ranch. They're constantly exposed to chiggers and ticks. In Missouri, tick bites are huge. It's a constant concern. We've all had tick bites. It's only a matter of time before you have one. They're everywhere. tea tree oil.
Yeah.
Ticks hate tea tree oil.
Mm-hmm.
So we will create a cocktail with some tea tree oil and water. We dilute it so that it can be sprayed onto the legs of our kids before they go outside. Those are just tiny snapshots of all of the ways that you can use oils. If you're going camping, again, tea tree oil. Mm-hmm. It might do a lot to keep your tent clean or free from critters, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I was just telling Donna, a lot of times tents, because you got them in the storage, and then you bring it out and it's all moldy and nasty.
Mm-hmm. They smell like,
tea tree can kill a lot of different varieties of toxic mold.
So you just treat your tent before you put it away.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's a great idea.
What I love most about this, about all this conversation, is that not only does it smell wonderful, because I think everybody can say that, essential oils smell great, and in a diffuser, whoo, love it.
No.
But with research being the way it is, we're learning more and more every day about essential oils.
Yeah, diffuse peppermint. See what that does to the aroma of your home.
Yeah.
There's so many. Well, our grapefruit is phenomenal. I love our grapefruit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of marketing companies that specifically use different smells in different stores because it's been shown that in this store, a woman, if she smells this, will spend more over here.
Oh, yeah.
Or like luxury cars. There's a specific luxury car dealer that every single showroom smells like a cedar wood. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sandally, whatever, because men spend more with that kind of a scent. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting how that, you know, scent marketing works.
Well, it is. Because you can smell something and it instantly bring up a memory.
Yeah.
Like if you smell a certain smell, I'm at grandma's house.
Oh, yeah.
It's Christmas.
Well, we just talked about that with the cave that you.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. Not sure that they make an essential oil for that. That is a very unique smell.
It's very unique.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to get a bunch of teenagers in the locker rooms interested in our line, but it would help regardless, right?
The coach might want to diffuse
them. Yeah, the coach might be really excited. Any coaches out there, need some peppermint for your locker room.
Exactly.
The entirety of the conversation around essential oils can be so expansive. If you were to go all the way back to the time of Christ and frankincense and myrrh, and would they use this oil for? And do I take it orally? Do I put it on, you know, topical application? What do I make out of a spray bottle? And how do I protect my tent? And
so which one
camping?
Do you diffuse?
Yeah, and then I heard something about if I get a migraine, I can do this cocktail. I really do get it because of the expansive ways to apply these oils from diffusing them. Right. How does that work?
Do I have to use a carrier?
Yeah, I really do understand that if somebody's watching the show, like it sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't have time to become a scientific researcher. So we're going to make the job a lot easier for you.
Yeah.
We have a book that we want to gift to you with this special package. And again, Charisse will tell you in just a minute what the promo code is. But we have a book called Essential Oils for Health.
Yeah.
And it does a marvelous job introducing you to the idea of what they are, how they can be used, and the different types of oils. It's going to take a lot of the labor out of what does this world of oils even mean. And it's a limited time offer. We're going to throw this in when you use this special code.
Yeah.
You're going to get the entire line of the oils that we represent at Eden's Essentials. And you're also going to get this book that will go a long ways to explain to you what this new world of essential oils looks like.
So at checkout, there's a box that you can type this code in, SOSH23, and that's going to give you 10% off.
And a book with a retail value of $12.99
exactly.
That's going to explain to you this new world of essential oils.
That book
it's
totally
the perfect way to start.
Yeah.
Wow, that's gonna be
very
cool.
Yeah, it's
going to
be great.
On that note, we are completely out of time.
Aww. Goes too quick.
It does always go very quickly. We hope that you enjoyed this show and maybe learned something.
Yeah.
We will see you next time in the Simply His Coffee Shop.